Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, welcome.
My name's Ryan. I'm here with Dr. Author, best-selling author Tony Lodge. I said author twice there.
Yeah.
Because that's how great you are.
I haven't written two books. There's no announcement coming.
Too
hard. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you never sell yourself short.
Yeah. We are calling Sweden and we're calling Elbin.
Elbin. Elbin coming round the mountain.
If you keep doing songs like that, you bring out a whole Elbin.
Oh. Are you sure we're not calling Albuquerque?
Hello, Albin.
Oh, is this the famous Tony?
It
and
is.
The guy who fingers someone on the plane?
No, it's not.
It is, Albin. No. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, but exhausted.
What time is it in Sweden?
Almost 11.
Oh, come on, Albin. even me, I go to bed at 9:30 every night. 11's not that bad, okay?
But Albin, will you approve the podcast?
Yes, of course I will.
Yes.
Hi, this is Albin from Sweden, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today, some of the more explicit artwork you will ever see in this world.
Oh, my God.
That's on the way, Tony.
And yesterday, I went through something exactly like what your wife is about to go through.
You gave birth yesterday.
But, I mean, maybe even more eye-opening than that.
Don't say eye-opening when there's something opening. Ooh. Okay.
Something opening. Oh, your poor wife. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First,
we'll get
though,
to that later.
Tuesday, confessions.
These are top confessions.
Thanks for sending through your confessions, tonyandryan.com.au. The first is from Checkout Chick.
And Checkout Chick.
We might need to get some shovels in the podcast studio so we can bury ourselves alive because this is fucking awkward. You know when you just want to disappear into a hole?
See, you're not good with cringy, awkward stuff.
I have watched some TV shows from the cupboard, from the pantry.
Yeah, because you're like, or with the hoodie, you know when you pull the strings and it goes all small?
I started watching The Office from the start and I've been watching it through my T-shirt because I pull it over my face because I can't bear cringe.
But it's the whole
show. No, I know it's the point, but I just can't.
Yeah, it's so good. Anyway.
Checkout Chick. Working as a checkout chick, I often have customers say they've lost their child or their partner in the store because they went off to look something. As we've said, just one more item. I mean, we're on the record saying that's unacceptable behaviour.
Yeah. I got lost once in the Bunnings playground and my mum and my sister Libby were in the Bunnings.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to go to the playground. So in the Bunnings hardware store in Australia, they used to have playground. I don't know if they still do. They used to have playgrounds.
One little slide next to the cafe.
But it's like a big tube slide and there's like a little swing and there's that, you know that floor, that spongy floor that they have at
sticky,
a Macca's playground?
Yeah,
it is sticky. You walk off it, it's like a nightclub.
And you got lost in that.
So I was in there and my mum and Libby were in the shop and I was like, yeah, I'll just hang here. I'm a grown up.
Yep.
And I got so stressed out because it felt like she'd been gone for an hour. I thought that my mum had left me there.
Yep.
And I cried at the top of the slide at the Bunnings car, in the Bunnings playground. And the people that were in the cafe were all like, what is going on? And they had to call my mum over the loudspeaker.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
They're like, could Tony's mum please come to the to the Bunnings
playground? So embarrassing.
And all I see is my mum sprinting down aisle 25.
Has she broken her leg?
Yeah,
what's going on?
I thought he let me. Ah!
And how long had it been?
Probably 6 minutes. Yeah. I could still see him. No.
Far out. Yeah.
Mm. So they had to do the loudspeaker thing.
Is that why you don't like being left places?
Yeah, it is.
So when Tony and I, if we're away for work and we've got two hotel rooms, can I come in yours?
Yeah.
During the day.
I mean, that was a laugh, wasn't it? What are you trying to hide, mate?
Remember that time when we had the afternoon to kill? Should we nap? Should we?
And let's order room service and we snuggled.
Is that what we said?
Don't do this.
And I was like, oh, I don't want you to get left. I don't want to get a loudspeaker in the hotel. Could Tony's business partner please come to back to Tony's room? She's scared.
Could Tony's co-host please come back to room 201?
I didn't even know how hotels had loudspeakers.
They're like, this is normally for fires only.
Checkout chick said, usually I just keep smiling and I always say, I'm sure they'll turn up just by the time I finish scanning. And they always do. It's like a miracle of life.
Oh, yeah.
They always just turn up at the end. One day, this really old man came through and I asked, how's your day been? And he goes, oh, not great. I've lost my wife. Oh. And checkout chick cheerily said, oh, I'm sure she'll turn up somewhere. They always do. As I'm smiling and continue scanning, he goes, she died 2 weeks ago. And I just keep driving around the suburb aimlessly for hours every day because I just don't know what else to do without her in my life.
And she goes, nah, she's probably down in the milk.
They're always in the milk. Yeah. Nah, she's fine. Nah, she died. I went to her funeral last week. Mate, she's just getting the bread. I wanted to die.
Well, like
bury
his
my
wife. Yeah. Sorry. May she rest in peace.
Yeah. Rest in the peace? No, no, no.
No. Nice.
Fuck, you'd die, wouldn't you?
Oh, fucking hell. You would just, it would be that thing where immediately you'd go, that's what you meant.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fuck.
She just said, oh, I'm really sorry for your loss. And he was like, oh, and just left. And
you would just.
Don't say die.
Feel awful. Mm. What did she, do we have
he
any?
He was fine. As in like, he wasn't offended. He had bigger problems to worry about. But checkout chick says that was years ago and I still think about it and cringe all the time.
There's just nothing you can say after. Like,
I don't want a victim blame, but the guy wasn't clear. I've lost my wife. I need you to be more specific, bro.
I think, though, there is...
At what age does lost mean lost and what age does lost mean dead?
Yeah, like at what age do you stop saying I fell over and what age do you start saying I had a fall? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know when old people say, oh, they've had a fall. Yeah. Whereas if I fell over today, you'd go, oh, she's fallen over, stupid bitch.
A few weeks ago, you bullied me for tripping over.
Yeah, but you fell over. You didn't have a fall.
Now I actually feel somewhat vindicated
that
I'm not having a fall yet.
Yes.
What age do you start having a fall?
Well, that's the thing. Like, who knows? Okay, all of a sudden, it just feels appropriate to have had a fall as opposed to fallen over.
I think we all agree with this theory, but to make it more specific, I'm going to do the two of us, we'll do a public service.
Okay.
I'm going to fall on my face once a week for the next 25 years.
And just see.
And we'll see how it lands. Okay.
Not lands, nice. Yeah.
But then one day you'll go, oh, he's had a fall. Oh, mark it down, 42 years and 3 weeks.
Oh my God, it's happened. Finally happened. But I think with context clues, you could probably work out what he meant.
If I said, I've lost Bridget.
Yeah.
What would you think?
Well, I mean, I would assume the shops because I know you. But if a stranger said to you, like, oh, I've just lost my wife. Like, I don't know.
Was she at Bunnings?
Actually, but the checkout chick, like, what was she, like, in the store? Like, yeah, what? Because imagine if he went, oh, I've lost my wife. And she went, I'm so sorry. And he went, no, she's in the fucking milk. Like,
yeah, I'm sorry. You're lactose free.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any winners there.
No.
Yeah, you're right. He had to be more clear.
Yeah. It's definitely he's the bad guy in this story.
Yeah.
Just a little quick one here before we get to our most fucked confession we've had yet. But first of all, in general, is it fair to say people in the TARP community,
Tony and Ryan podcast community,
are lovely as fuck? Is that
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're very lucky, aren't we?
Wow.
Oh, no.
My ex cheated on me with someone who knew we were in a relationship.
Hang on. My ex cheated on me.
And the person they cheated with knew they were in a relationship. It wasn't like they hooked up with a person and found out later that.
So I'm dating someone.
Okay, so you and Torbs are dating.
Yep. And Torbs cheats on me with producer Cam,
yeah.
who knows that Torbs has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. See how that's Cam, why'd you do that?
But see how that's worse? Like, if you pick up in a like have a one-night stand and then you find out later they're in a relationship.
Or someone's, like, wasted and you go, fuck, what? It happens. Or
But it's, like, not on you. But if you know they're in a relationship, then, it like, you're both in the wrong there.
Yeah.
A few weeks.
I mean, I think it's more on Torbs.
Absolutely.
Because he's the one choosing that.
Yeah, but if
but
Cam
it's,
knows.
No, it's not great.
If Cam
yeah.
knows you're in a relationship, then he's also doing
yeah,
no good.
Bloody naughty territory, isn't it? Yep.
Whereas if you hooked up with a stranger.
Oh, yeah, it's not my responsibility.
And the stranger goes, oh, I didn't know it was.
Because if we're two consenting adults, I go, well, it's obviously fine. Because yeah. you said it was fine. I said it was fine. You know? Yep. All right.
A few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
I heard the person that my now ex cheated with approve this podcast. 99.
Hang on. What?
Yep. So imagine you've been cheated on and you break up with your partner. The person that your partner hooked up with and cheated on you with, you're listening to your podcast, trying to escape the day.
Your favorite podcast.
Yep. And then who turns up to approve a podcast? The cheating.
That same asshole.
That's literally that same asshole. 99% of TARPers are awesome, but there's some evil among us. End of confession.
So we don't know who
it was. Well,
it can
only be one of, they said in the last few weeks, so there's only, what, 15
20,
options?
Yeah.
One of them is a dog.
Oh my god!
And they're probably listening to this. Right now.
Yeah,
they
so
would
that
know.
That person's listening to this, going, "Oh, I didn't know that Mike listened to the, you know, like,
yeah,
there's maybe they'll hook
us.
Up now.
The triangle.
Maybe they'll hook up now.
Oh, I don't think so. There seems to be a bit of resentment there from the confessor.
Oh my gosh! Do we have like
yep.
some duty of care in this situation?
Yeah, we're an accessory to a crime. Yeah,
yeah.
Proceeds of crime.
So, what do you think that what we should do? Like, do we have like a duty, like a responsibility now
to approve the podcast? You have to be in Patreon.
Yep.
So we've taken money from a cheater. I think we should donate the $4 to victims of cheating. No, Tony doesn't like giving money back.
No, fuck off.
Unless it's to an Audi dealership in exchange for some wheels. No, we are an accessory, though. We are a part of this.
I feel really... I wonder if something like that's happened before. I've never thought about, like... someone being on the pod, whether they approved it or we read their comment or
who's
something.
Done something bad.
And people go, oh my God, is that Jenny Smith? Oh, I know them or whatever.
She stole my car.
I mean, Jenny Smith is obviously a very generic, generic name. So that could be anyone. But, you know, like.
Oh, she knows Joe Bloggs.
Yeah. I've never thought about that happening before. What do you think we should do?
Accessory to crime. You might be called as a witness in an adultery case.
I might be.
Yeah.
What should I wear to court, do you think?
Actually, on tomorrow's show, Judge Tony will be making an appearance. You don't quite know what that is yet. But,
okay.
What will you wear to court?
When I Hopefully had to go for when I went for jury duty once, I wore like a collared dress. Oh, a bit like the dress that I wore for my choir audition. Like a gingham like collared dress and like flats. Have you ever done jury duty?
Save it for tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Judge Tony, this is what I want to. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Do we have, what do we? What should we do in this situation? Should we send the, oh, we can't even send the confessioner a little chocolates or something.
No. Nah. I think we just got to sit with that.
Oh.
And just know. The pain we've brought to someone's life.
I mean, if we've handed the mic to a cheater, imagine who else we've talked to.
Well, the law of averages and the fun fact you brought to the table years ago would suggest that someone has probably approved this podcast who's committed murder. The law of averages would suggest that one of them has. How many episodes have we done? 300? 400?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean... One in 500 people have killed a guy, I would have thought.
Do you think that we've spoken? That's spooky.
That's scary.
That's spooky. Have you ever? I've never thought about that before.
I thought you said I've never killed a guy.
I didn't say that.
No. Whew. Let's get onto this next confession.
Oh my God.
I'm just going to read the headline and we'll push on if we can.
Okay.
I once accidentally cooked and ate my roommate's pet. Accidentally. My old roommate had a pet chicken who I fucking hated. For those of you playing along at home, Tony's jaw has hit the floor.
I really didn't know what animal it was going to be.
What were you thinking?
Well, I was like, what pets could be accidentally or, you know, acceptably eaten? Mm. You know, because you can't cook up a dog, can you? Because that's like a heinous fucking thing to do.
It's good for vitamin A.
Then I was like, a fish maybe? Did they have big fish?
It was a pet chicken called Ducky.
A pet chicken. Oh, that's quite cute.
It is. Both the roommate and I were always away for work, and one night I didn't get home till really late, and I was tired and hungry, and seeing a chicken in the fridge was an absolute godsend. I grew up on a farm, so plucking and butchering a chicken was no big deal.
What? No. Say that again. They got home really late.
Yep.
And just needed something to eat.
I was tired and hungry, yep. And seeing a chicken in the fridge was a godsend.
When you're tired and hungry, you're not plucking a chicken. You're heating up a Mee Goreng or a 2-minute noodles or an Easy Mac or a bit of
toast. They grew up on a farm and for them it was like...
No, I'm not saying that they don't have a problem like doing that job. Mm. That's not the problem here. The problem is when it's midnight, do you go, oh...
I'll pop a roast on.
No. No fucking way. There's nothing accidental about this and I'm calling it right now.
I found out from a mutual friend the next day that they were holding a memorial for the chicken and that the body was to be cremated when my roommate returned from his work trip later in the week. I hadn't even realized his pet chicken had died. It lived in a coop out in the backyard. I didn't like it. I never checked on it. I didn't even
consider it. It's not your pet. You probably wouldn't, cross paths.
When I asked my friend...
Why did the chicken cross the path?
When I asked what happened to the body, my friend goes, oh, didn't you see it in the fridge? I bought another chicken and killed it and left it in the fridge in a box. And besides the Tony and Ryan podcast, I will take this secret to my grave.
Bought another chicken and killed it.
Snap.
And now there's just some random chicken in a jar in the house.
Yeah. Well, it's almost as bad as the ashes at the pub that turned out to be
almond flour.
Yeah. Are there any real ashes in this town?
I just don't believe that you could do that by accident.
Yeah, but you're someone who doesn't like to cook or do admin.
No, but I'm saying like if you got home late, you aren't going to pluck a fucking chicken.
But if you grew up, that's just like normal for you.
No, but...
Oh, I'm hungry. Oh, there's a chicken there. Okay, I'll pluck a chicken in the oven.
But like, okay, how long do you think that plucking a chicken takes? If it's late...
I don't know.
The thing is, surely you get what I'm saying.
I do, but I'm just thinking like, where in the world? Maybe they're in a small town in outback fucking somewhere and there isn't KFC or something in the...
No, but surely like, it's late.
Yeah.
You're hungry.
There's nothing in the house besides a chicken. And maybe late means 8 p.m. I don't know. Again, I can't ask follow-up questions because it's anonymous confession. Are you suggesting murder?
I just don't think that it happened by accident. But then why would you kill and break another chicken?
Chickens. I mean, yeah.
That doesn't really add up.
Considering there's evil among us and there's cheaters and we said maybe a murderer listens to the pod, maybe are you saying this is the murderer? They're a chicken killer.
Well, they did kill another chicken. I'm not suggesting
that. He's
suggesting
they murdered two.
No. I'm not saying that. But maybe they went, I just hate that chicken.
A mass murderer.
I just hate that chicken so much. I'm going to eat it and I'll fuck another one up just to like cover it up.
But it was already dead. Tracks.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think he killed it, but just to be like, I'm going to eat that chicken. I just don't know why you would pluck a chicken late at night.
Yeah.
I'm really stuck on that. Yeah. I'm really stuck on that part of it.
You are really stuck on it, yeah.
No, but I'm saying like, there's just no way that that's like the easiest late night option. I'm
not
sorry, I just can't get over it.
Is on platinum standard with Uber Eats like you are.
I'm not. So I said toast, easy. Like there's a million things that you could eat that would be easier than plucking a fucking chicken.
I would suggest anything is easier than plucking a fucking chicken.
So then why aren't you on my side here?
Because I'm just reading the story, bro. Don't shoot the messenger.
No,
he
but
said that's all it had, so that's what he had.
No, but that doesn't make sense.
Okay, I think what you're struggling with is the I didn't have any other options. So yeah, so then get the megarang.
No,
yeah, but I didn't have any bread, but just cook some toast.
But like, oh, okay, so if you...
Not all of us live next door to a Coles.
I'm not even saying going to Coles. I'm saying there is just no way that you get home late and you're hungry. No,
okay.
Hang on.
Okay.
Let me talk. There's just, like, if I've gotten home late and I'm hungry and there's, like, nothing easy in the fridge or whatever.
Nothing at all except the chicken.
Then I would just go to bed and I would, like, have something in the morning. And I would, that's when I would then go to the shops or whatever.
Right.
And so I just don't understand how you get home. All that's in the fridge is a full chicken.
In a box.
And you don't just go, okay, cool. I'll just like have a big breakfast tomorrow or something.
You've obviously never been hungry enough.
So if you got home late one night and all that was in the fridge was like a roast.
Yep.
Like, so I'm not suggesting you pluck it because obviously you wouldn't do that.
Put the oven on.
But you wouldn't.
Yep.
No, you wouldn't. I don't know. The tired always outweighs the hungry for me. So there's no like.
Oh, hungry always wins in my house.
Oh, nah. Tired always wins. If I'm like really, I'll just go to bed. No, I have something in the morning.
Maybe this is tired versus hungry. The
what
great
do you
debate.
Give in to?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So if I'm like, if I'm really hungry and I'm really tired, I'll always go to bed first.
That's good play. That's actually like the right decision.
Yeah. I'll never pick food.
Pluck a chicken. Yeah.
There's just that I'm really like. And also. If you, I don't live in a share house, right? My housemate Torbs and I, we're kissing friends.
Yeah.
But if I got home and there was a whole chicken in the fridge, I wouldn't just go, oh, well, I'll just have that. like what kind of house are they living in where that's all good? And he goes, oh, well, it's just a chicken. It's just a whole chicken.
How would you feel if Torbs was getting home at, say, 10 o'clock and you were getting home at 11 o'clock and you walked in and there was just chicken feathers all over the place?
Yeah, that's what, like, but how, like, what world are we living in where we walk into the share house and we go, oh, whole chicken or some migraine? Oh, I'll go the whole chicken. Maybe megarang wasn't an option.
Yeah, I know. You just keep inventing. You know, megarang is a thing that can like exist not in the cupboard.
I'm just saying.
There's absolutely nothing here. Cool, get the megarang.
We're in Antarctica. Oh, don't worry. There'll be some megarang somewhere.
You'd be great in the TV show alone.
Yeah, because I'd just find some megarang. It's easy to find.
Why are they so hungry? Just have some toast.
Hi, this is Alvin from Sweden, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers. Jessica Farley, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jess.
Austin Anderson,
thanks,
love
AA.
To see it, Austin, thank you. Debbie Downton. Does that not sound like a...
Like Debbie...
No, like it sounds like a hot fake like pen name or porn name or something.
Yeah.
Porn star name. You know how it's like, oh, your dog and your mum's maiden name or something. Yeah.
And Debbie Does Dallas, obviously one of the classics.
Morgan Flanders and Mimsy. Thank you so much.
Mimsy, thank you very much. Hey, don't forget the Normal on Our Card game is out and about. People are putting their orders in. They'll be sent in the next week. If you go to the link in our bio, which is in the show notes or TikTok, Instagram, wherever, the link's at the top. The Tony and Ryan Normal or Nah card game.
It's very fun.
It's real fun.
We like
it. The illustrations are fucking hilarious.
So good. So yesterday I went through something exactly like what your wife's about to go through.
You gave birth.
So.
You plucked the chicken.
The thing about like giving birth. And I remember asking...
So you actually did?
So I don't want children at this point in my life. Mm. And, like, that's kind of by the by. But I remember when I was a kid talking to my mum about, like, her having kids. So I've got three siblings. So my mum had four children.
Yep.
And I think maybe I was watching like something on TV, or maybe I'd just had like sex ed at school or something. And they went, oh, well, giving birth's just the worst thing, that like so painful. It's so terrible. And I was like, Mum, like, does giving birth really hurt? And she was like, yes.
Yep.
And then I was like, well, like, if it is really painful when you give birth, why do people do it?
Mm.
And she was like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, like, if it's, you know, it's really painful beforehand, like, what's the, you know, like, and
what's
then
the payoff here?
Well, yeah, like, if something really hurts, you're like, well, I'm not going to do that again, you know.
But you did it four times, you idiot.
Yeah. And I was like, if giving birth hurts so much, then why do people keep having children?
Okay.
Like, and Mum was like, well, like, yeah, it is really painful. And I was like, what does it feel like? She was like, well, that's the thing. She goes, it's so painful. The environment is so stressful. There's so much going on. But the second that you hold that little baby, you forget all about it. She's like, I couldn't describe that pain to you. Mm. I know that it hurt, and I know that it was painful, and I know that my body went through a lot, but I couldn't actually describe that feeling to you.
How old were you when you were... Like, you were pretty young?
I would have been young. And I'm guessing that, I just had sex ed or something, and they were like, don't have sex because you'll get pregnant and die.
And die, yeah. Because were you too young? Like, the concept of, like, short-term, and by short-term I mean, like, agony of pain versus like, a lifetime of love and blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah. So Mum goes, like, oh, you know, there's all this, like, there's all this pain, and then the second you hold that little baby, you're in that love bubble and you just can't remember it anymore.
Yeah.
I reckon... That's exactly like a red eye flight.
Tony.
Because
I have seen one time that you got one bad comment someone posted on a video and you called me crying because you thought you were going to be cancelled.
Your eyes.
What you're about to say.
Your eyes are hanging out of your head.
You are wanting to cancel yourself. This is self-sabotage. This is career suicide.
You've got to stay up late to get on the plane, you know.
What the fuck?
And then you can't sleep because it's shit and uncomfortable, and you get off the plane at 5 a.m. and you're absolutely fucked.
Yeah.
You know.
You caught the red eye.
But after all that, you like remember that like you saved all that money and like, you know, and you're like, oh, I saved so much time because I like didn't lose a day on my holiday. Didn't have to take an extra day.
You didn't lose
a day.
What did you do when you got home?
Well, see, that's the thing. As soon as you're like through the situation, you go, well, that was great, but you don't remember all the bad stuff, like how shit it was, and that you lose the day afterwards because you have to sleep and try and make up for it, you know? And it's like giving birth.
First of all, do you think the pain of staying up a few hours past your bedtime is equivalent to the pain of
giving
childbirth?
I didn't say equivalent. I said it's like that.
What? The word like means equivalent.
No, so it's like that. Like, it's like you go through all this pain, but then afterwards you go, oh, that wasn't that bad. And you're like forced to forget about it. It's like when you leave like a really shit job.
Mm.
You know, sometimes you leave a really shit job and then you go, oh, but... When you're reminiscing with an old friend from that work and you go, oh, well.
Wasn't that great?
Wasn't that? Or like, oh, do you remember when that one good thing happened? And you go, yeah, but every day it was so shit. Or like producer Cam.
So what was the good bits about the red eye flight?
Well, so you save the money because you like it's a shit fucking flight.
Yep.
You know when you like go like, oh, God, that's cheap. That must be good. Well, it's cheap for a reason.
Because no one wants it.
But then you don't have to.
Supply and demand, baby.
Yeah. But then you don't, like, lose a day of your holiday.
So yesterday,
you don't have to wake up early because you don't sleep.
The best thing about not going to bed is you just don't go to bed.
Yeah.
So the good thing is you don't lose a day, right?
Yeah.
So yesterday when we had our weekly meeting catch up.
Yeah.
What do you remember of that meeting?
Yeah, I was asleep.
Yeah, you didn't come to the meeting.
No. Because I was
because you're asleep because you got the red eye the night
before. So I got home at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And then
went to bed and got up at 2.
Straight to bed. Yeah. And then I got up at 2.
But you didn't waste the day though.
Didn't waste the day. See, that's the great thing about a red eye flight.
If you had got a flight at 8 a.m., you would have been home at lunchtime.
Yeah. No, but that would have wasted the day.
But you weren't conscious in those hours. And you got a full night's sleep the night before and wouldn't have been, and dare I say it, crabby. There was just a feeling like you'd just woken up and were tired.
I had just woken up.
Yeah.
So the thing is,
because if you caught the morning flight, you wouldn't have just woken up because you would have got a full night's sleep last night.
So you're already doing exactly what I need you to do.
Which is what?
My thing is that
don't
I
have
think
children.
Got that, it. In, that, that in life,
yep.
We all need someone who's going to be their accountability partner and go, Tony, the last time you got a red eye flight.
I didn't want to use the word crabby.
The last time you got that flight, you said never again.
And you're saying never again?
And I'm saying I will not do that again. But the next time that I go, oh, but you save so much money. You don't, like, lose a day, all that stuff. So producer Cam said it's a bit like when you're out and someone goes, let's have tequila. And you go, in the moment, it's so fun, it's so great, and you don't remember how shit it is afterwards.
That is true about
so
tequila.
You do the tequila, and then you go, oh, my God, how fun's that? And then the next day you go, why have I done this again?
Okay, so this is what I mean. The role you were born to play in life, mm-hmm. I believe, is to be a godmother.
And
we know this. And and that's coming. Mm.
And I can't wait for your daughter to be born so I can be the godmother.
And I feel like the role I was born to play is to call you out on your fuck shit.
Yep.
And it would be
that's
an honor and a privilege.
Yeah.
And as your accountability partner, I like to set plans and processes to make sure goals are achieved.
Yes.
Exhibit one, we will set a plan and a process to use the stand-up paddleboard 6 times before the 3rd of March to ensure that it's done.
And that's what I said. That's what I said I would do.
How'd you go?
That's what I said I would do.
So I'd be like, Tony, remember last time you got the red eye? Yeah, but I'm saving $89 and I get the same amount of points.
Yes. Yes. See, because I'm a points guy. Right. That's the thing. But I think that...
Did you consider using the points to get a day flight? Like to counteract the...
Oh, but I don't want to... I'm saving so many points up. I don't want to use them.
Okay, Cam and I were talking about this yesterday, that like we care so much about our points, we're never going to want to use them because then we won't have any points anymore.
I'm protective of them. Yeah. It's like when you've got really nice clothes and you go, oh, well, I don't want to wear my nice clothes.
Well, I wear my nice T-shirt until a nice event and it's been sitting in the cupboard for 3 years.
Yeah, it doesn't fit you anymore because you put on so much weight. Yeah. Whatever.
R.I.P.
I think I've heard friends of mine, younger single friends, fun friends, talk about like deleting Tinder or Grindr or whatever.
Yep.
And they go, oh yeah, I'm not going to do that anymore because it makes me feel shit. And then on the weekend after they've had the tequilas and the red eye flight,
guess
they
what? Go, cruised back in.
Yeah. They go, oh, you know, I just go, or you know what? I think I will go back to Jared. He wasn't that bad. And all of your friends go, Jared was an absolute cock and he cheated on you. And then he approved the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Yeah.
And then you go, no, Jerry's actually, he's a nice guy and his mom is so nice. And like, I just really miss him and I think I'm just going to call him now. You can see how that's like giving birth. It's not the
some people who listen to this podcast are mums, right?
But I'm
sorry,
not...
you know some former listeners of this podcast have given birth, right?
No, so I'm not saying that it's
worse. It sounds
worse
like that's what you're saying.
No. Then you need to listen. I'm saying it's not worse than that. It's like that. The adrenaline and the love that you get afterwards makes you forget how fucked it is. I'm not saying, at no point have I said it's worse than that or it's as painful. I'm just saying.
It's like it?
It's like that.
That's on the path.
No, it's a simile, not a, what's the word? Metaphor, not a simile.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
As your account.
You can get what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're still not, yeah.
Whose side are you on? Do you want to be my accountability partner?
I do.
Or
I am
not?
On your
Would you like
I'm
the
on
job?
Your side. You know I'm on your side. As your accountability partner.
Uh-huh.
At the start of this year, mm-hmm. you deleted the Uber Eats app.
Yep.
Is it on your phone?
No.
Put your phone down.
Okay. Oh.
Write down, apparently. Is there anything, what in particular would you like to be held accountable to?
Well, I
won't get on the high horse about Uber Eats because I'm going to use your account to buy us lunch in about 25
See, that's the thing.
Minutes.
I think that's why I downloaded it for you,
yeah,
actually, at some
you,
point.
Thank you.
So I do remember when my book came out
yep.
that I said to you, when I, in a year or 2 years or 5 years
oh, yeah,
or something.
Say I want to write a book.
Yeah, when I say, I think I'll write another book, I need you to go, shut it down.
Yeah, fuck no.
You aren't allowed to write another book.
Fuck
you
no.
wrote one and that was enough.
Remember how much you fucking hated it?
I liked it. In retrospect, I enjoyed the process,
you
but
nearly
it was
died.
Fucking so
you
hard.
You nearly died.
It was so hard. And so I think that's a great example of me needing you to just be on alert. So if I go, yeah, maybe I will write another book, that you go, no! And you, like, throw the idea out of my head. Like, see, like a bodyguard, like, knocking steak out of, like, a celebrity's hand or something. Like, in case it's poison. You know on The Simpsons where, like, Homer eats the steak? Yeah, this bit might be poisonous. Yep.
My issue here is that as I feel like there's some conflict between being your accountability partner and also being your number one hype man.
Oh.
Because if you come out and say, I think I want to write another book, hype man Ryan's like, fucking get it, girl. You've got this. Everyone loved the last one. It was a bestseller. You fucking get it.
Yeah.
But then accountability partner will be like, ooh.
You told me not to let you do that again.
And your accountability partner probably won't rock up to your house with a deep fryer.
Well, I've told.
But oh, I think that's fun. So now I'm in a conflict between being the accountability partner and being fucking hilarious.
That's really hard, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know what to ask of you now.
Yeah, I'm between a rock and a hard place.
You're in, like, emotional turmoil because of me.
I'm about to have a
Much
meltdown.
Like me right now, because I've had about a minute's worth of sleep in 2 days because
don't
I caught the fucking red eye.
Don't get crabby again. Okay,
but I saved so much time.
Here...
Well, you failed the fucking test, haven't you? I saved no time.
You didn't save any time. I would have told you in the meeting, but you weren't fucking there. I think what we need to do... Can we... You know how in, like, pokies venues, that, like, problem gamblers can have, like, limits imposed on them?
Oh, I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, like, if you've got a gambling problem... Like, they can, like, they'll, like, you have to leave after 90 minutes or,
isn't
like...
Isn't it in their interest for you to stay?
Well, that's why they've legislated it and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So maybe we contact Qantas and it's like, if you see this lady pop up in the database trying to book a red... Just
book
like,
a red
you,
eye?
You can't.
Oh, so I'm on the no red eye fly list.
Yes. Qantas is your accountability partner.
And if anybody's thinking about buying a red eye, you don't save time. It's worth the extra $80, honestly,
yep.
to fly during the day and just take that extra day off work. Like,
what'd
I know
you do
it's
in the
not...
airport sitting there at midnight?
My sister waited with me.
Did she?
Yeah, she did.
That's so annoying because that's such a shit job.
I know. And I was like, you don't even have to drive me to the airport. No one likes driving
just,
people to the
I'll
airport.
I'll get a cab. It's
Let
fine.
Me just take a cab. And she was like, no, like, I'll come. Blah, blah, blah. And so we got
that's,
to keep chatting, which is really lovely.
That's so
but,
lovely.
But
fuck,
my
I
like,
feel so
eyes
guilty.
Are hanging out of my head. Like, I'm just sitting there like, and I've still got to get on this plane.
It's as if you've given birth.
Thank you for finally agreeing. Because that's not actually what I said. No, hang on. That's not what I said. Wait. Oh, now I'm lost. I'm lost on the metaphor. It's not like giving birth. It's just like that.
Oh, let's get the fuck out of here before Tony cancels himself again. What I love to speak, see.
Speak. I'll tell you what I love to queef. Yeah.
Something I love is seeing children's artwork. Because, you know, sometimes it's a bit shit and it's a bit cute.
I just love it.
Breaks my heart. Have a look at this picture I've just sent you.
Hang on, I've got to get my phones on the ground. Oh.
Are you blushing?
No. Just wasn't what I was expecting. Oh, he looks really proud of himself.
Yep.
So it's
oh.
it's two It's like a mountain ranges is what I would say. So two of the mountains in the front, there's a big valley, and through the valley is like a waterfall.
Yep.
And then Beautiful. There's two ice-capped mountains in the distance behind. So it's kind of, it looks like boobs and legs open and a fanny.
Yeah. Do you reckon he knows that? That cute young Absolutely kid giving a thumbs not. Up? He's got no idea way. What he's got. And the teacher's, okay, role play. I'll be the kid and you're the school teacher. Miss Lodge, have a look at my picture.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, it's got the mountains and the waterfall and then the mountains with the snow on the background.
Yeah. Oh,
it's and like someone snowed all over it. Yeah. The landscape.
And the big bush is nice as well, isn't it? Yeah. Should we send a pic to Mum and Dad?
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Well, I stayed recently with my family, and I arrived in the airport.
Do they have a sign?
And they both. So my nephews, they're 7 and 9.
Yeah.
And they made me a sign at the airport, and they're both holding their own signs.
Oh, that's cute. Was it? And, did it look like a?
And I'm just producer Cam has just sent you the photo, I think. And so my nephews call me Aunt Toddy.
Toddy.
Aunt Toddy, yep. And they made this.
Oh, whoa. Whoa.
And they made this.
Whoa.
Hang
on a second.
Hang on a second.
All right, so Aunt, the three final letters of Aunt are UNT.
Yep.
And their A's are looking a lot like a C.
Yeah. And so, so I always sit at the back of the plane. And so by the time I got
everyone
off the plane.
Everyone
walked past. And my brother-in-law said that quite a few people went, oh.
Hang on. Did the parents know?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And they went, oh. Wizzy, that's me.
If anyone will appreciate that.
Yeah, it's to welcome Aunt Toddy. And they said, oh, she's going to like that.
Well,
yeah.
And that was in Darwin, wasn't it?
Yep.
And their slogan is, see you in the NT. See you in the Northern Territory. Well, she was seen, all right?
Yeah, so.
Now, Wesley, your nephew.
Yeah, so he's 7.
How's he going at school? How's he gone with his lettering?
No,
his English. Do they still do those like word boxes?
Yeah,
you know, the word shapes.
If you zoom in, you can see that it's like bubble writing, and he's shaded it.
Yeah.
So it's like he should have used the darker color on the main thing and shaded it lighter for it to not look
or
like what
taken
it looks
up
like.
Football.
He
or done anything else with his life?
No, it's just. I think that one's just a little bit funny. But
whoa,
yeah, it's
in an airport. He could have been arrested for terrorism.
Tourism. He could have
for
been arrested for tourism, Northern Territory. See
you
in
the
NT. Anyway, that's not my love to say it, but just then when you sent that, I thought, oh, I have to share that.
Do you have a love? I mean, can you top that?
I don't think I can, actually. Maybe I'll save this for tomorrow.
Please do, because
it's the and I saw them both standing there with their signs. I was so proud, and I didn't even notice because I was so excited to see them. And my brother-in-law went, yeah, I don't know if you saw Clock.
No,
here.
We saw it.
Yeah.
Nah, it's pretty fucking hard to miss, mate. Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here. It's taken me a while to come and see you, and I'm probably taking me a while to come back.
Yeah, I might come straight back. Yeah.
All right. Tomorrow on the show, what do we have to? Oh, tomorrow is an exciting day on the Tony and Ryan podcast because you know how we've previously had victims of medical comedy?
Yep. I make jokes to doctors and they never go over well.
Tomorrow on the show, winners of medical comedy.
Oh, you never hear the wins. You only ever hear the losses.
And also, we touched on it a little bit, but Judge Tony is going to be entering.
Judge Tony presiding.
So we'll chat to you then.